I drop my watch on the nightstand a little too hard, and it makes a clunking sound, loud enough to wake her. Her eyes shoot open quickly and then ease when she realizes that it's just me. I expect her to roll over and go back to sleep, but she doesn't. Her eyes tighten and her lips curve into a small smile. She glances at the alarm clock on my nightstand. 1:45 a.m. She looks back at me but says nothing of my late arrival home. Her eyes beckon me. I know. I'm sorry I'm late. I slide into bed beside her. Don't be, she whispers, patting the spot next to her. I've missed you, I say. She looks up at me as I pull her close, holding her tightly. I missed you too. The silence stretches, and I wonder what it is she's thinking. Is she mulling over case files in her head? Is she thinking about me? About us? Can she see the cracks in our marriage? Does she want to fix them or keep pretending like they don't exist? Like I don't exist. Like we don't exist. Let's have a baby. Her eyes brighten and she looks up, waiting for my reaction. I can't help it. My face lights up and I grin back at her. Are you serious? Are you sure? You're really ready. I thought you'd never want to have kids. Yes, she nods. And I think she means it.